Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Welcome everyone, and what a beautiful day it is. Today we're going to take a few live calls. We're going to look at what's taking place astrologically over the coming week. There's quite a lot of things taking place with Mercury in Pisces and also Saturn going retrograde in Sagittarius. And if we have time, we'll do a short meditation. But as we always begin with the crystal singing bowl and sending out the light. And the reason we do that is when I play the crystal singing bowl, if you just open your heart and open your mind and allow the sound of the bowl to just wipe away all the cares of the day, and then when we send forth the light, we all know that as we give, so we receive. And it's very beautiful, a little tiny ritual of sending forth the light. So now just open your heart, open your mind, see above you the blazing six-pointed star, and breathe into your heart the beautiful golden ray of light. Take your thoughts from your brow down into your heart. And just breathe in the light. Now again, take your attention to the blazing six-pointed star and see yourself rising on wings of light into the heavenly state. Allow the sound of the bowl to just pour through you. Again, you open your heart and your mind more fully, and you allow the light to just pour through you, to just pour through every cell of your being. And you see and feel this light pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth, into our food, our crops, cleansing, uplifting, and purifying our food. The crystalline structures within the earth. You see the light pouring into the nature kingdom, animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, and all humanity. You see the light, which is love, pouring into humanity all over the earth. See the light pouring into the oceans, rivers, streams, and ice sheets of the earth. And into the drinking waters, see the light pouring through the atmosphere, through the air, uplifting the thoughts within the air. And we connect with the element of fire, the element of love and service. And we again see this light pouring through the earth, in, through and around, blessing, purifying, uplifting, illuminating every aspect of the earth in divine love and harmony. Amen. Before we go on to the astrological aspects of the week, let's take our first caller. The last four digits are 0077. Live and on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call. It was a very beautiful meditation.
Oh, thank you. May I get your first name, thanks?
My name is Karen.
Karen. Lovely to speak with you. And which part, whereabouts are you from, Karen?
I'm from California.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. So what's happening with you today, Karen?
Well, I have a hearing that's coming up, and it's a court hearing, and I'm really being I guess to cut it short, I'd like to know if I'm going to prevail on this hearing. Is that something that is a legitimate question to ask you?
How I work is I help to move the energy is hindering you in any way, shape, or form. So I'll ask a series of questions, and what it will do is it'll help you to let go of the fear of not succeeding and help you to open to the goodness that you can receive.
Okay.
Are you happy to work that way with me?
Yes.
And whatever comes up. Beautiful. Beautiful. So I will ask a question, and then by you saying the word yes out loud enables whatever is needed to be done, because you're your healer. I just hold you in a safe space and take you to a place that you can do whatever you need to do for you. So, we know the fear of you letting you.
It was hard to hear the question because the Skype garbled it.
Okie dokie. Well, let's just ask for a perfect connection between Skype and Blog Talk. Will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of things not turning out the way you feel you need them to? Saying yes sets
yes.
In motion. Breathe.
Yes.
Just breathe.
Yes.
Breathing and allowing any density to just move through you. Opening your heart more fully, coming out of your head, bringing your thoughts from your brow down into your heart, and just sitting in the flame at the center of your heart. The center of your heart is where you find your peace, your love, your wisdom, your joy. It's where you send healing to every cell of your being. Bring your thoughts from your brow down into your heart. Breathing and letting go of any perceived outcome. Allowing the will of the divine, of God, to take place. Will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of persecution from this life and every other life where it has taken place? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. Karen, will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of persecution from this life and any other life? Breathe. Breathe. You're safe. You're sound. You're loved. Breathing and letting go of persecution. Keeping the lessons and learning, but releasing all that no longer serves you. Breathing and letting go. Keep breathing. Opening to receive love and faith that all is well. You allow yourself to know that you are safe. Saying yes out loud sets it more in motion. Will you allow yourself to know that you are loved, Karen? And will you allow yourself to know that you are never alone and always supported, open to the support of love, the vibration of love? You are safe. Keep breathing. Can you tell me what's happening within you, Dom?
Well, I just...
coming into your heart as you speak. You're safe. You're loved. Breathing the energy and the fear of being persecuted. Receiving the energy of being safe, loved, and supported.
Pardon?
Can you tell me what's happening within your body?
Well, I am. I started crying, and I felt a release, and I would love to feel safe and loved and not persecuted. And I guess that is what's going on, that I'm feeling persecuted and I am being persecuted, and I'm just willing to release that. And I would just like to know the feelings of being supported and loved instead of antagonized and persecuted.
So are you allowed it now to feel those feelings? The feelings of
momentarily. I think there's a lot of deeper resistance to it, but
there is.
There must be a lot there.
Yes, it's happened many times over many lifetimes. But by saying yes sets it in motion and it opens you to receiving it, and it opens you to letting go.
Okay.
Now stretch your hands open, just stretch them open so that your fingers are opened as far apart as they can and stretched out. Just letting go.
Okay. All right.
Nothing to fear but the fear. Take the hand of your guide and guardian angel who is standing beside you, who is supporting you on every level of your being. Keep breathing. How are you feeling now? More peaceful?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Now drink lots and lots of water. If you can have a salt water bath, that would be wonderful, and as early a night as possible. If you choose to take this further and do a complete session with me, the link's below, and I'm more than happy to do a Skype session with you. Just go to cellularhealing.org services, and we can really spend the time, because we don't have the time on the radio. But I've got you to a place where you're feeling more peaceful and a little more safer, and under the understanding that you aren't alone, and you are loved, and you have always been loved, and you will always, always, always be loved.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
And every time you feel the resistance, every time you feel the fear, breathe it through your body. Stand or touch a tree, touch the earth somehow, and just let it move through you. And just keep saying, I am safe, I am loved. I am safe, I am loved. I am safe. I am loved. Keep reiterating what you would like and release the fear of what you don't want. So much love and great strength to you, Karen.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Appreciate it immensely.
You're welcome. And as I said, if you'd like a proper session with me, please contact. And if you don't, please just send me an email and let me know how you go. I'd love to hear.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Bless you, dear one.
Thank you. Blessing. Thank you.
Okay, we'll have to take one more caller before we go into our astrological period. Okay, the next caller is last four digits 2230. And remember, people, when one person is going through a technique, do the exercise with them. Breathe in and allow yourself to work through what they're working through, because it will also help you on some level of your being. So last four digits 2230, you're live and on the air. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. May I get your first name?
Yes, my name is Sharon. It's the first time I've ever called. I've been listening. Interesting.
Ooh, wonderful, boy. Sharon. Thank
yeah.
you. And where are you from, Sharon?
Ohio.
Ohio, beautiful. And what's happening with you, Dom?
I am just, I'm so stressed out. I'm having trouble finding employment, and I am just feeling in quicksand like I'm never going to find a job, and I am just to the point where I'm just so desperate, and I am just, oh, my goodness, how do I get rid of this darkness around me? Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So you've just heard how I worked with Karen, and just
yes.
by saying yes sets things in motion. You're happy to work that way with me?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I just got to get this dark cloud away from me, out of my head. I think too much.
Yes, and a lot of us do. So, Sharon, will you allow yourself to realize that this dark cloud that you're feeling and seeing that is fogging your head is just an energy? It has no control over you, and it is nothing to fear. It's just an energy. We're made of every energy within the universe. And by not trying to get rid of it, will allow you to just let it move through. Will you allow yourself to just let it move through?
Yes.
What we fear, we hold on to. What we allow to move through no longer has any power over us. And you are so powerful and beautiful that you have all the wisdom and the love within you to be able to do this. So will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of having to get rid of this fear, this dark cloud?
Yes.
Breathe. Take your thoughts from your brow into your heart. And feel your heart opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. Sit in the flame at the center of your heart. There we go, down into your heart. And you're in your heart space. No fear. Future, there's only now. Bringing your thoughts down into your heart. Will you allow yourself to let go of the need to be in control of your surroundings and your thoughts and what is taking place within your life? Will you allow this now, Sharon?
Yes.
Yeah. Breathing and letting go. Breathing and letting go. Open your heart. Breathing. You allow yourself to let go of the need to have to know what is taking place, what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Will you allow yourself to trust that all will be well and you will be safe and guided to the right place, the right job, the right position at exactly the right time? Will you allow this now?
Yes.
Breathing in, letting go of all that no longer serves. Breathing in the light. Opening to receiving. Receiving the goodness and love of the universe. Will you allow yourself to receive all the goodness that your heart, soul, desires for this lifetime?
Yes.
Opening and breathing in to receive goodness, joy, love, peace, compassion, mercy, grace. Coming back into your heart. There is a door before you. You may choose to open the door and walk into this room that is ablaze with light. Before you is a screen. And this screen shows you the next step. Stay in your heart. You don't need to see what it is. Just allow yourself to feel what it is. And then take the steps when the time comes to listen to your intuition, to do what needs done. Breathing in. Opening your heart to receiving all the goodness. All the love. How are you feeling, Sharon?
Relaxed.
Beautiful. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, good. So every day, particularly if you can, during the day, at the magical hours, 3, 6, 9, and 12. If you can take your thoughts from your brow into your heart and say to yourself, I open to receive the goodness that I am here to receive. Take 6 deep breaths and then say it again. I am open to the goodness that I am to receive in this lifetime, and I am worthy. Okay. So again, when the fear comes, just breathe it through, open to all the goodness, the love, the light, and receive the goodness. Drink lots and lots of water and have an early night if you can.
Okay, because I know it's there. You're right. Thank you.
Much love to you, Sharon.
Have a good evening.
You too, darling. And all is well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, before we take our next call, we'll just briefly talk about what's taking place astrologically this over the next couple of weeks. As I said before, Mercury enters Pisces on the 12th until the 30th of this month. Now, Mercury is about rule. It's a planet that rules how we think, how we communicate, and how we figure things out. So it's very much, it's an air sign, and it's entering the watery sign of Pisces, and water just flows and melds out. So you've got this complete focus, melding. So what it can do is it can help soften the tone in your voice. So any situation that's been off kilter or any problems that you've had, you may be able to work that out now over the coming 3 weeks. It's going to help you to tap into your spiritual wisdom, into your intuition. Work with it and allow it to take place. Take time to work with your spiritual side. Even if it's just sounding the om 6 times in the morning and again in the evening. Be mindful of your communication and ensure that you are understood when you speak, because misunderstandings can take place at this time. So be aware and mindful that it's easy to become unfocused and confused at this time. And again, listen to your intuition. It is great for your creative side, but if you're trying to do your taxes and everything, it may be a little bit tricky. So do pay attention to the messages from your intuition and follow through on them to the best of your ability, or at least write them down. So on the 14th of this month, Saturn stations retrograde in Sagittarius, and that's until the 1st of August. Now when Saturn stations retrograde, it's asking us to stop, retrace our steps before we embark on a new revolutionary idea, or we do things quite differently. Any outdated, old, worn patterns, ways of thinking, ways of doing things, it's time to really address how we've done things in the past. Now, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Really do address what's worked and stick with that. But anything that needs to change, look at that and take the steps to do it. So we have the opportunity to revisit, rethink our basic beliefs about any fundamental aspects of our being. Ask yourself if where you're going is where you want to go. And don't forget, Saturn rules both time as well as your purpose. So be true to yourself at this time. Be honest with what you would like. If it's a new job, what is it that you would really like to do? What is your soul saying that you want to do? It may be slightly different to what you've done before. Be open to new things, new ideas, new ways of being. So shall we take our third caller? The last 4 digits, 2508. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Hello, this is Ibtar. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. What was your name again?
Ibtar.
Ibtar, nice to speak with you. Again, have I spoken to you before?
Yes, I think you have once before.
Oh,
how
are you? Very well, very well. And what's happening with you today? You really?
Oh, I'm just in the state of gratitude and honor and love and acceptance. I'm in such gratitude. I woke up this morning, and before I got out of bed, I just thought of so many things that I was grateful for before my feet hit the ground. So that's where I'm at today.
Go, girl. That's the way to get more gratitude and love and joy in our life. Well
yes,
done.
Yes.
I'm
enjoying the show.
Very good. You're the creator of the show. You're the director, so I'm glad you're enjoying it. So is there anything you'd like to address today, or should we just send a blessing?
Yeah, let's just do a blessing.
Beautiful. So just open your heart, open your mind. Go within your heart space, into the flame. Take 3 deep breaths. And just open yourself to receive. Rising, can you share with me what you're feeling?
I'm feeling love, bliss, and nurture. Nurturing, just that energy is so nurturing.
Beautiful. And that's what you do best.
Feels so good. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And it's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Pleasure to speak with you again, too. Many blessings to you.
You too. Take care. And lots of water.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Sleep well. Well, we should have time for one final call this evening, and the last 4 digits are 0891. 0891. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. This is Tiffany.
Hello, Tiffany. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. And where are you from, Tiffany?
I'm from Bay Area, California.
Oh, lovely. Have I spoken to you before, too?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. So what's happening with you, Tiffany?
I can use some help in accepting myself, loving myself, because lately I notice when I look in the mirror, I don't see a familiar face. It's like I'm looking at a stranger.
Okay. So you've heard how I work?
Mm-hmm.
You're happy to work that way with me?
Yes.
From me asking a question? Beautiful. So, will you allow yourself to let go of the illusion that you are not real. That who you see in the mirror is not you. And saying yes out loud sets it in motion. Will you allow yourself to see yourself as the beautiful, radiant being that you are? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. And will you allow yourself to accept yourself as you are? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. Opening your heart, opening your mind, will you allow yourself to let go of the feeling of separation and receive the feeling of oneness, of unity and love? Can you tell me what's happening within you, Tiffany?
I continue to feel warmth because I followed along with the others as well, so I still feel the warmth going through my body.
Beautiful.
And maybe part of me may be like crying on the inside. I'm not sure.
Yes. You allow yourself to let go of the deep sadness and separation, that you're not worthy. Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. We keep the lessons and learning, but let go of all the sadness from childhood. Bringing your inner child and your beautiful Tiffany of today in balance and harmony, in love, in wisdom, in joy. Will you allow this now? You open your heart and allow yourself to receive the feeling of love. You take your thoughts from your brow down into your heart. Just open your arms with your palms turned upwards to the sky, to the heavens, and receive the feeling of love and unity. You are worthy, Tiffany. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of peace, joy, happiness. Will you allow this now?
Yes.
Breathe. Ooh. where you allow yourself to come into alignment underneath the Christ star, your higher self, bringing your thoughts, your emotions, your etheric body, and your physical body in balance and alignment in balance. Be allowed this now.
Yes.
Breathe. Keeping the lessons and learning of the separation. But being one with yourself. One with all life. One with who you are. Will you allow yourself to release the trauma that created the separation? Again, keeping the lessons and learning, but letting go of all that no longer serves.
Yes.
Breathe. You're safe. You're loved. It is time for you to set yourself free. Breathe and be. Breathe and be. Releasing all psychic links from those that have hurt you, mistreated you. Again, keeping the lessons and learning, but letting go of all that no longer serves. Opening your heart more fully. Realizing and knowing that you are worthy of love and support. You allow this now. Again, will you bring your body, vehicle, in alignment with love? Will you allow this now?
Yes.
Feeling whole, perfect, complete, supported, loved, unified with God the Divine, unified with who you are and why you are here. Breathe, accept, and be. How are you feeling, Tiffany?
I'm feeling warm inside, and earlier, midway through, I heard you are free.
Wonderful. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Now, I'd like to also take you on through a very quick exercise. It's really important the sensitive and beautiful beings to stay grounded in their physical body. And this is something that I'd like you to do every morning upon waking, throughout the day if you start to feel scattered at all, and in the evening as you go to sleep. And I'd like you to just feel, it's called a full body experience, and it's being in your physical body. So feeling underneath your right big toe, just feel that how it feels against the floor, against your shoe, whatever it is that you've got your feet on. Feeling and experiencing the sensation underneath your left big toe. Breathing and experiencing underneath the arch of your right foot. Experiencing underneath the arch of your left foot. Behind your left heel, behind your left knee, behind your right heel. Breathe in, experiencing the sensation of your right shin, left shin, right calf, left calf. Breathing in and experiencing behind your right knee, left knee. Experiencing the sensation in your left thigh, right thigh, base of your spine, relaxing the base of your spine. Breathing in and experiencing the sensation of the skin at the front of your waist, inside your right hip ball joint. Left hip ball joint. Breathing and experiencing the sensation of your right shoulder. Left shoulder. Left elbow. Right elbow. Experiencing the sensation in the palm of your right hand, palm of your left hand, the back of your right hand, your right thumb, pointer, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Breathing and experiencing the sensation behind your left hand, the back of your left hand, your left thumb, left pointer, left middle finger, left ring finger, left little finger. Breathing and experiencing the sensation of the front of your throat, back of your head, tip of your chin, lower jaw, upper jaw, inside your right ear, inside your left ear, inside your right nostril, inside your left nostril, behind your right eye, behind your left eye, your right eyelid, left eyelid, your brow, third eye. Breathing and experiencing full body consciousness. Being grounded and very much aware of your physical body. You're at your strongest when you are in your physical body, when the light and love of your spirit at the flame in your heart is opened, and you are in your heart consciously. This is when you are in the present moment. This is when you are at your strongest in love. This is the source of all your strength, the flame at your heart, in your body of the earth, remembering the love and beauty that you are. How are you feeling?
At peace.
Beautiful. So before we go, I'd just like you to see the ancient symbol of the silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light, just placed upon your throat, your heart, your solar plexus. And just see yourself standing in a circle of light like the sun. And then seeing a spiral of light coming from the earth through your left foot, circling around your body 7 times clockwise like a corkscrew to the top of your head, and then straight down your spine, grounding you again into the earth. May each listener's heart be strengthened in love, with wisdom, and the memory that they are spirit on earth. And may God's blessing be upon this work. So drink lots of water. If you can have a bath or a shower before bed in an early night, that would be wonderful for you.
Okay.
Thank and you. Much love to you, Tiffany.
Thank you for your help.
You're most welcome. If you'd like to work with me again, by all means, there's links below and there's also free information on our website as well.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Tiffany. Have a wonderful day.
You too, thank you.
So until next week, my friends, amplify your spirit, activate yourself, and shine as you went meant to shine. Now, we're just about through one of our mentoring, 6-week mentoring systems. The next one will begin on Sunday, the 19th of April. If you're interested, please go to the website, cellularhealing.org /services, and it's a 6-week intensive where we work. You'll receive a meditation in the morning to prepare you for the day, one in the evening to complete the day. There'll be a subject for the week where there'll be a recording that will be either around 15, maybe 20 minutes that you listen to once a week, or you can listen as often as you choose. You download all of these. You can listen to them on your phone, computer, whatever. And then once a week, we speak live on Google Plus, and any questions, any activations that need to be taken place, is taken place. And we have a private Facebook page. So have a look at the website. If it's something that you're interested in, please contact me or sign up for that. And until next week, keep shining. And remember, you are amazing. I see you. I know you. And I love you. Until next week, keep shining. Tracy Rhodes from Sailor Healing.